Great stuff. That's a great song altogether. And, you know, there was a bit of technical difficulties there with some buttons, but if anybody can guess what song actually started to play on that, we'll give away two more tickets, maybe.
You know the answer to this.
I do.
All right, very good.
I can cheat. I can look at the CD.
Oh, my God. I was just... We were talking about this at the table yesterday, but it's at an event like the one yesterday that you really do notice, you know, Eamon's absence, right? I have to say that his absence yesterday was just so obvious to everybody. But I also thought it was great how people are really, you know, talking, celebrating his life and how much fun he was. I think it's great that obviously the pain doesn't go away, but I think it's great that people are starting to talk about how amazing he was to the community and how much fun he was, and he was just the life of that party yesterday, and you could just tell there was something missing, and it was him. And no disrespect, I mean, Brendan Grace was absolutely outstanding. I thought he stole the show yesterday, which
great
I suppose
event.
Was the idea.
Yeah, great event. He was brilliant altogether, and gave us great time as well to chat and shoot the breeze. He was off to Vancouver to play two concerts tonight, so good luck to him with all that, and hopefully we'll see him back in this town. It was a great event. And of course, tomorrow we've got the IPOY lunch, the raising of the flag.
That
sends a little shiver down the back, doesn't it, when you see the tricolour going up there?
It does, yeah, it does. I have to say, it's a very emotional, actually, it makes you very proud to be Irish, that particular event. I remember being at a couple of them now and just feeling and seeing the pride in the people that have raised that flag and how proud they are to do that. So
if you've never been down, folks, you should make your way down to City Hall and watch the flag be raised there. It's just great occasion. And then join everyone at the IPOY lunch honouring the Toronto Irish players tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be I guess it's the official start of all of the celebrations for the week. And then on Friday we've got the Grand Marshal's Ball. Brian looked great yesterday.
Oh, he did.
He had a nice sash going. First time I'd seen him with the nice sash there. And just a reminder as well for the Grand Marshal's Ball that cocktails do start at 6:30, and I believe tomorrow might be the last day to get tickets, although I'm sure that can be organised, but just wanted to let everybody know that there are still some tickets available, though not many, and let's fill the house for one of the great Irish people in the city, Brian Farmer.
For Monoman, Brendan Dolan and his team welcome you to the Irish Shebeen Pub, Etobicoke's newest Irish pub at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue. The Irish Shebeen has been inspired by tradition and a desire to bring you the best possible Irish pub experience. Enjoy our warm interior decor that includes a large bar area and a variety of cozy spots to call your own. Our menu has a wide variety of delicious pub fare, and we also offer a schedule of weekly live entertainment. The Irish Shebeen can seat over 150 patrons, and we also offer a cozy 25-seat centennial boardroom with a fireplace and a 60-inch flat screen for meeting and presentations. This unique space is ideal for your special event, team, or association meetings. Drop in anytime and say hello to Brendan and his friendly team, or give us a call at 416-695-9178. Once again, the Irish Shebeen is located at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue.
You can't beat the Irish, and you can't beat a bit of home when looking for quality Irish goods. For over 10 years, our massive selection, convenience, and service have made a bit of home the choice for shoppers across Canada and the USA seeking Irish quality and uniqueness. But don't just take our word for it. Drop into our store in the Tompkins Shopping Centre at the corner of Rathburn Road and Tompkins in Mississauga. We're open Tuesday through Sunday for your convenience. If surfing the net is your thing, visit our online store, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at abitofhome.ca. Celebrating 10 years of quality and uniqueness, A Bit of Home, purveyors of Irish and British goods.
Great stuff. And, of course, you mentioned Eamon. He was a legend in our community. And, of course, Canada lost a legend this week in Stompin' Tom. He had Irish roots too, you know.
Did he?
Yeah. And he recorded a couple of Irish songs, different Irish songs. So, a great man, and Canada's just lost one of the greats, so I think we should play a track.
Did you ever see him live? Did you ever see him?
No. The closest thing I came, actually, to seeing him live was a fella that, when I worked at Frito-Lay, Brad Cameron, he used to do an incredible impersonation of him.
Is that right?
But never did see him live. Did you see him live?
I didn't see him live, but I worked when I first came here with a fella from Sudbury, and just... One night we decided, he was always gloating about his hometown, and we got in the car and we drove to Sudbury at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, and I couldn't wait to get out of it. But anyway, you know he's a legend when you can make a place like Sudbury
on the map.
Yeah. But anyway, this is Stompin' Tom and one of his more famous tunes on a Sudbury Saturday night.
Boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of ankle on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tickle, but our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of ankle on a Sudbury Saturday night. With Irish Jim O'Connell there and Scotty Jack McDonnell, there's hunky Frederick Herzl getting tight, but that's all right. There's happy German Trixie there with Frenchie getting tipsy, and even Joe the Gypsy knows it's Saturday tonight. Now and Marianne and Mabel come to join us at the table and tell us how the bingo went tonight. We'll look up right. But if they won the money, we'll be laughing up the honey boys, cause everything is funny for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of ankle on a Sudbury Saturday night. We'll drink the loot we borrowed and recuperate tomorrow, cause everything is wonderful tonight. We had a good fight. We ate the dilly pickle and we forgot about the nickel, and everybody's tickled for it's Saturday tonight. The songs that we'll be singing, they might be wrong, but they'll be ringing, and all the lights of town are shining bright, and we're all tight. We'll get to work on Monday, but tomorrow's only Sunday, and we're out to have a fun day for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night. We think no more of bingo on a Sudbury Saturday night.
Yes, on the line, folks, we've got one of our newcomers to this town, Mark. We have a young man by the name of Ivor. We met him last night with Ethna Heffernan. Good morning, Ivor. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Ivor.
How are you?
Where do you hail from, Ivor?
I hail from Tipperary Town.
Oh, Lord.
There you are now.
I thought we weren't going to have anyone from Tipperary.
I can't believe that we... I think it's a mistake. Ivor, yeah. Are you on the right station here?
I am, yeah. I'm gracing you with my presence now this morning.
Good man yourself. Did you have a good night last night?
I did. Did you have a good night?
We did. We did, for the bits we can remember anyway.
Ivor, you should see the heads on us in here.
It's a good job. This is radio, that's for sure.
I'm looking that much better myself.
Good stuff. So we were chatting last night. You were at the Mass at St. Celia's last week, right?
That's right. Yeah, I was. Yeah, it was great. It was a fantastic actual day. Now, the turnout was brilliant. Great involvement and support from everybody. We had the 32 counties represented, and it was a fantastic day. There was some Katie and Irish music and dancing downstairs. Great food. So it was a brilliant event altogether, yeah.
That's fantastic. And you were telling us about the food drive that's happening for the parade. Maybe you could give the folks at home a little bit of an idea of what's going on there.
Yeah, it's a great thing we're doing. It's it's obviously part of St. Patrick's Day, and it's... the woman, I suppose, and I'm sure many of the listeners out there know her, Ethna Heffernan in the Irish Fund. She's kind of, what she's trying to do is, she's getting a lot of young Irish immigrants like myself who are here in Toronto, and what we're doing is we're having a food drive before the parade starts for the participants of the parade. And actually what we're looking for are non-perishable items of food, okay, and these will be collected along the parade route. And what we're looking for in particular, as we kind of do have a wish list, is peanut butter and canned fish. So if people are listening in, those are the kind of two items that we're requesting. We're not being overly specific about it, but those are the two items that we're looking for. And what we're trying to do is we want to have like a flatbed, okay, and there's food already going to be on this flatbed. And at the end of the parade, we want to have like a huge mountain of food. And just to kind of go on about it more, this is going to be, this food is going to be donated to the Good Shepherd Centre on Queen Street. Okay, and I just want to, you know, kind of elaborate on this a little bit more, because it's such a really, really, really good centre. There's over 400,000 meals served there last year, okay, just to give people an idea. And there's over 44,000 of items of clothes were distributed to, and 1,400 people are using the shelter beds. There's also a medical clinic and a drug and alcohol recovery programme, okay. And it's just another point that, just to kind of link it in with the whole St. Patrick's Day and the Irish theme here, is that it's directly across the street from St. Paul's Basilica. And some people may know, some people may not know, but that's where many of the Irish famine victims are buried, in the adjacent school. And President McAleese herself, when she was opening up the Ireland Park, visited this centre. So it's quite an established, well-known centre, and it's all for a very good cause. Okay, so it's very good stuff. And I just want to also let people know that we're also going to have secured poor boxes, okay, in which people can drop their change or their bills or whatever they're willing to give. And this is going to be also given to St. Vincent de Paul Society in Toronto and also the food kitchen in Galway. So that's basically it. It's the food drive that's going on. The young Irish immigrants are going to be, you know, obviously participating. And we're particularly looking for peanut butter and canned fish if people have it. And that would be great if people could, for the participants when they're coming down, if they could bring those items. And again, it's going to be donated to the Good Shepherd Centre on Queen Street. So that's it.
Brilliant. Well done, Ivor. That's fantastic. Well, I mean, this is certainly something that, you know, is very solvable, right?
Yeah.
It's just a shame at this in this day and age that there's people out there suffering with hunger.
And as we say, like, the purpose of this is like to raise awareness of hunger, right, in both here in Canada and in Ireland. Okay, so it's a very, very worthy cause.
Good man. And and yourself, Ivor, you're having a good time here in Canada. You've been here about a year, is it?
Just over a year. I arrived here on the 21st of February there last year.
And you're working away?
I am. I'm working away. I'm working as an office manager in a kind of a small to medium-sized IT firm in downtown, just above the Irish Embassy, actually.
So, oh, a good place. Huh?
That's handy.
Very handy, yeah, it's right.
Do a bit of lunches down there, I'd say, all right.
Yeah, sure thing.
And how's Mary Ellen this morning?
Mary Ellen is fine. She's grand. She's up and about.
Good, good.
She's not too bad now.
Tell her I said hello anyway.
I will. I'll tell her you said hello, yeah.
I hope I didn't give too much abuse last night.
He's got a twinkle in his eye, Ivor. I don't know what's going on here.
There were three of us in it anyway, so
that's fine. Right.
Well, listen, thanks a million. You're doing great work for young people that have just come out here. It's fantastic to see you getting involved. And keep it up. It's a great cause. And folks, just get out there, bring your non-perishable items. So.
And just one other thing, I'm not supposed to do it, but I just want to, it's Aetna Heffernan. I don't know if our sisters will know Aetna and the fund. And I just want to give her email address there, which is heffernanaetna@gmail.com. So that's heffernaeitne@gmail.com. If you just have any queries or you just want to kind of get some more information on it, hit that email address as well.
That's fantastic. Have a great day, Ivor, and we look forward to seeing you at a few more events throughout the next couple of weeks.
Sure thing, guys. Thanks very much.
All the best.
Thanks, Ivor.
Bye-bye.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years since we opened the Clara House, thanks to our loyal customers?
Nora, it's gone by in the blink of an eye, and I don't feel a day older than when we started.
Although you have a lot less hair.
That's true. Our road certainly did take a different turn. I never thought that we would be manufacturing the finest selection of Clada and Celtic jewellery in the country when I came here 43 years ago as a hand engraver.
I know. I think back to the small handful of designs we started with, and since then you've come up with so many great ideas.
Well, I must admit, I have come up with a few beauties.
You can see all this wonderful jewellery in our showroom at the Clada House, right across from the Eaton Centre, at 211 Yonge Street on the second floor, suite number 201. We are just south of Shooter Street, north of Queen Street. You can reach us at 416-366-1247 or email us through our website at clada-house.com.
The Galway Arms is your home away from home, located at 840 the Queensway, just a few blocks east of Islington Avenue. For information on events, contact the Keane family at 416-251-0096.
And coming up at the Galway Arms, Gaelic games are in full swing, folks. Later on today at 2 o'clock, Down take on Mayo in GAA football. And then at 3.45, Derry are taking on Armagh, a big Ulster clash there. That's at 3.45. Rugby at noon today, actually, in about 15 minutes. Ireland are taking on France in the Six Nations game, a big game there for Ireland. Hope to come out of that one with a victory. And then tomorrow at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, England take on Italy. There is some entertainment as well today with the Redactions. And then celebrating St. Patrick's weekend, there's a full lineup of entertainment. On Friday, March 15th, Bill Craig, and he's up at 9 p.m. On Saturday, March 16th, Bill Craig is on again at 9 p.m. And then Sunday, the 17th, on the big day itself, Brian McIntyre is on at 4 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, music by Bill Craig again. That's what's going on at the Galway Arms.
Dora Kuehl's folks, every Thursday and every Saturday, have live sessions. JT's House Parties, open stage, hosted by Julian Taylor, Monday, March the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. Tonight, they have the Swinging Blackjacks. Friday, March the 15th, it's the Julian Taylor Band. Saturday, March the 16th, it's Tim Bovaconti Big Band. And Sunday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, Deb Quigley and Patrick Orko from 2:30 to 5 p.m., the Julian Taylor Band from 5 to 9 p.m. and the O'Mortleys from 9:30 p.m. until close. Wednesday, March 20th, it's Kevin and Samantha Kennedy. Friday, March 22nd, it's the Circumstantials. Saturday, March 23rd, it's Dylan Murray. Friday, March 29th, it's Freeman Dre. And Saturday, March 30th, it's Mike Rossiter and Jamie Snyder. So folks, Dora Kuehl's on the Danforth. Don't forget, every Thursday and Saturday, it's live sessions.
Okay, folks, and I mentioned earlier about, you know, the obvious absence of Eamon yesterday, and we thought it was probably a good time to kind of remember Eamon with a Clare song. We said we'd be playing lots of Laois and Sligo songs, but Desmond is here in his Clare jersey, so we'll dedicate this one to him as well. And I thought I'd put a Laois spin on this one, because this is a rendition of Clare to Hear by a band called Abbey Folk. And they're from Abbey Leagues. A couple of the lads are from Abbey Leagues, and they sent me over the CD. They heard about the show, and they actually have opened for Sharon Shannon a couple of times now. So they're starting to make a real name for themselves in the Midlands, at least. And so this is Abbey Folk from Abbey Leagues singing Clare to Hear.
Four who share this room, we work hard for the crack, getting up late on Sundays. I never get to Mass, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. When Friday night comes around, Trimonley into Boyton, my ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Well, it almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I told her pockets full of green. It's a long, long way from here to here. It's a long, long way from there to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from there to here. And the only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking. It eases off the pain a bit, and it levels out me tinker. It's a long, long way from there to here. It's a long, long way from there to here.
where you were made to be.
To give you the full radio experience of pouring a can of richer, fresher, smoother Guinness draft, we will employ the methods of theater of the mind. Okay, imagine that these coconut shells are the hooves of horses representing the surging beauty of a pour of Guinness. And maybe this cowbell could represent the stunning cascade of smooth... You know, forget it. Why not just pick up a pack of Guinness Draft on your way home and see for yourself? Guinness Draft. Drink Guinness responsibly.
Here we go with the Guinness Community Calendar of Events. It's a packed one, folks, so we'll try and get through this quickly. The Toronto Traditional Irish Music School continues at the Emerald Isle Senior Centre on Monday nights. That'll run through the end of March. Beginners and intermediate classes in both tin whistle and fiddle are offered. Tonight, March the 9th, is the final night for the Toronto Irish Players Midden presentation at the Alumni Theatre, 70 Berkeley Street. Tomorrow, March 10th, the Irish Canadian Club in Hamilton will be showing James Plunkett's Strumpet City at 7 p.m. sharp on the big screen. Also tonight, we talked with Grace earlier on today with the annual Toronto Irish Film Festival. For tickets, call 647-504-6424. And tomorrow, the big luncheon, the IPOY, celebrating the Toronto Irish Players at the Toronto Hilton. That event, of course, gets kicked off with Seamus Grew raising the flag. Anyone wanting to walk with the group to City Hall should be at the Hilton Hotel at 10:40. For more information, you can call 416-621-2510. Friday, March the 15th, St. Patrick's Parade Society's Grand Marshal's Ball honouring Brian Farmer. There are very few tickets left on this, folks, but you can give them a shout or go to the website, topatrick.com. March the 16th, it's St. Patrick's Mass at St. Michael's Cathedral, 65 Bond Street at 10 a.m. More information, 416-259-1676. The Brampton Irish Centre on Saturday, March the 16th, will be having their St. Patrick's Dance, music by DJ Sarah. There'll be no charge for that. And on March 17th, there'll be a bus leaving from the Brampton Irish Centre for the parade. That will leave no later than 10 a.m. On March the 16th, St. Patrick's Eve, Cayley, 7 to 11 at Montgomery's Inn. And following that, the next day, on St. Patrick's Day, from 1 to 4, you can have a cup of tea down at the Montgomery Inn as well. On Sunday, March the 17th, the big day itself, it's the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. And we also heard Ivor talking about bringing out food, folks. So bring out non-perishable items and watch that mountain of food grow. It's a very important cause. Later in the day at the Burlington Legion, they're having their annual St. Patrick's dinner from 4 till 11 p.m. Sunday, March 17th, the Belfast Lounge will be open from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. with music from Celtic Cross and Irish dancing all day long. Tuesday, March the 19th, the boys from Galway, from Tuam, the Saw Doctors are at the Opera House. Ticket information at livenation.com. That's it, folks, for the Guinness Community Calendar of Events. We've just shortened it up a little bit today. We're running out of time. And so, Mark, I suppose, you know, it's we're boiling down here now, the last few minutes of the show. Mm-hmm. Big shout-out, I suppose, to all the mammies in Ireland.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Desmond's mammy, who's listening in here in Toronto as well. A big happy Mother's Day.
Very good, yes. And I think we're going to play a tune here. We were going to try and play a recording of your mum. Do we have that, or was it not the quality not great?
Hello, my name is Marlon. I'm Ken's mum in Sligo. I hope you're listening to Ken and Mark on Cúil Agus Crack.
How long did that take?
Oh, Mark, that was such a laugh. We were in the kitchen recording that, and I think my dad nearly got sick to laughing. I think it took her about 32 tries. She's a very quiet, shy woman, you know, and I know she'll be red in the face now listening to her own voice there.
All right, well, we're going to sign off here, folks, and we are going to sign off with a song called Mama in honour of all of our mums in Ireland, and happy Mother's Day. And this is Il Divo and a great rendition of Mama.
Slán.
Thank you for who I am. Thank you for all the things I'm not. forgive me for the words unsaid, for the times I forgot.
Mama, remember all my life. You showed me love, you sacrificed. Think of those young and early days, how I've changed.
Mama, forgive the times you cried. Forgive me for not making right. All of the storms I may have caused, and I've been wrong by your eyes, by your eyes.
This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto. Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon.
This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto.